Mr. President, Excellencies, Regional Directors, ladies and gentlemen. In September last year, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development was adopted. This new agenda is very ambitious and seeks to complete what we did not achieve with our Millennium Development Goals. The Sustainable Development Goals do not only see health as a goal in itself, but views health and its determinants as influencing and being influenced by other goals and targets as an integral part of sustainable development. Mr. President, in the European region, the WHO European Policy Health 2020 is an important regional framework for health and well-being. Health 2020, like the Sustainable Development Goals, introduces a new way of thinking. It introduces new approaches to health, like whole of government and whole of society approaches, where the idea is that a deliberate action is needed to influence governance in other policy arenas and other sectors to promote and to protect health. In this respect, we see an opportunity for WHO to pursue a more active role and assist member states in identifying effective ways in engaging other sectors than the health sector in promoting health. Mr. President, Iceland continues to promote gender equality and the empowerment of women. In this regard, Iceland has co-hosted with Suriname successful barbershop conferences at the UN, and the last one was held here in Geneva in March this year. The aim has been to get men more actively involved in gender equality. Mr. President, the Sustainable Development Goals have a strong focus on equity where no one will be left behind. In this regard, I would like to bring to your attention the United Nations General Assembly Special Session, UNGAS, that was held in New York last month, where we discussed the world drug problem. It is my belief that our current drug policies need to be refined and centered more on people, especially focusing on how to protect children and young people. Our current policies have many faults and are putting young people in a vicious circle for minor drug-related offenses. We are also making it more difficult to reach addicts who need help and assistance. The UNGAS underlined the importance and urgency of a shared global responsibility in addressing the complex drug-related issues. It is clear that addressing the world drug problem needs to be a part of our efforts to promote healthy, peaceful and inclusive societies when realizing the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Mr. President, Iceland has, as other member states, worked hard on achieving the balanced result of the Sustainable Development Agenda. One of Iceland's emphases in the discussion leading to the agreed agenda was to seek support for better knowledge on the central nervous system, its disorders and injuries. Increased knowledge in this field would make pathways for great progress in treatment, rehabilitation and consequently less disability in the world, as no other system causes greater disablement than the nervous system. The relation to traffic accidents is of particular concern, given that half of all spinal cord injuries worldwide are due to traffic accidents. Mr. President, the importance of reducing inequalities within and among countries has been explicitly recognized as a goal in the Sustainable Development Agenda. In this regard, ensuring universal healthcare coverage is of great importance. In Iceland, we have a universal healthcare system, and it's mainly run by the state and largely paid for by taxes, or approximately 82.5% of the total cost. The rest is out-of-pocket payment. The universal nature of the Sustainable Development Goals requires member states to contribute at the national, regional, and global levels. Iceland is committed to playing its part in reaching these ambitious goals. Thank you for your attention.